The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. October 28, 2009, may be the saddest day in American history. It was on this day that Mr. Obama signed the hate crimes bill. It is now accepted as law. It basically states that any violence done to an individual because of his sexual preference is now a federal crime. In other countries, hate crimes laws have been used to try to stop the teaching of the Bible about homosexuality and other sexual perversions. In effect, this could signal the end of religious liberty and eventually force Bible-believing people to speak only what is politically correct. If we refuse, we could be fined or jailed. Thus, the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech that has been guaranteed by our national constitution for 220 years may soon be gone. And without religious liberty, all other liberties are quickly lost. We are in a war for the truth in this land. This is not a new war. It's been raging ever since Lucifer rebelled against God and God cast him out of heaven. Since Jesus, after his resurrection, told his followers to, quote, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, there has been this battle between the forces of God and the forces of Satan over whether the gospel will be taught to the next generation. However, because America was formed for the purpose of getting the gospel to the next generation, and because our education, economic, and governmental systems have been operating for 300 years for the purpose of getting the gospel to the next generation, the forces of evil have been kept at bay in this land until the early 1900s. Even after that, the fruit of our biblical roots have brought us great blessing for many years. But in the 1960s, it began to be obvious to the honest heart that we were in trouble. And that trouble has only increased since. So what can we do now? Is there any hope? Yes, there's always hope in Christ. And there are things we can do. We can make certain that we don't stop teaching the Bible, all of it, including the parts about homosexuality. Let's make up our minds now. If we have to die because we speak the truth, we're going to be willing. That settled, we can do other things. With that unsettled, we'll be paralyzed by fear and do nothing, just like most Christians in Germany did, which allowed Hitler to take over as dictator. We can continue to teach the truth and pray to God that if He allows us to be arrested for it, our court case could be used to overturn this anti-biblical, unconstitutional law. If the courts didn't rule against it, we'd be suffering no more than other followers of Jesus have done through the years. Jesus said, "For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." Then, next year, we can go vote out of office this anti-God group, Democrats and Republicans, of congressmen in Washington, and insist that the new bunch completely overturn with new laws everything this liberal Congress had done for the last year. Perhaps you're thinking, that would take a lot of time, effort, and money. You're right. And Thomas Jefferson said, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty." God says, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." What means the most to you? Your children's liberty to hear the truth, or your comfort and pleasure? Depending on how you answer that, just might identify why we're in this mess. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.